This is the gospel. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, willingly went to the cross for your sin. To do what? To deliver us from this present evil world. You know what's interesting about what a lot of Christian preaching is today? It's about making this world wonderful. Isn't it? Come to church and God's going to bless your life. Come to church, we're going to teach you how to manage your finances so that you'll be successful. Come to church so that we'll help you with your relationships. Come to church for this. Come to church for that. The gospel of Jesus Christ is that we have been saved, that Jesus came and bled and died for your sins, willingly so, to deliver you from this world. Do you see that? He came not merely, not just to make this life better. He didn't come just to make this world a little more tolerable. In fact, He didn't come for this world at all. He didn't save you so that this world would be your home. The moment that you got saved, you became a citizen of heaven and eternity. And Jesus says that He died not nearly just simply to make this life roses and sunshine and ease and prosperity. He says, I came to get you out of this world, to deliver you from it. How many Christians think this way anymore? How many churches, billboards and signs and websites and on are all about this life? When salvation, the gospel of Jesus Christ, comes right out and says, I came and I did this to deliver you from it, to get you out of it. Why do you think children of God are called upon to live differently? Because you, when you became a child of God, listen closely, you became a stranger in a strange land. What used to be home to you is now a very temporary abiding place that one day is going to experience the wrath of the Almighty God. He came to deliver you from it. God, help us to live our lives, those of us that have been saved and understand the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we've been delivered from it. And I thank God for that. I've been delivered from this present evil world. I'm out. One day I'm going to leave this body behind and I'm going to be fully out. I wrestle with this body and it tends towards sin and it is weak and it is pathetic and it is unwilling many times to do what I know I need to do. But inwardly there is a soul that has been redeemed and has been delivered from this world. And I look with longing one day to when this body lays in the grave. I don't look with fear and trepidation. I'm not looking for an opportunity, as they say, to cross the river. But when it comes, I'll rejoice. Because I've been delivered fully at that point in both body and soul from this present evil world. Shake the dust of this world off of your hearts today, brethren. Let it go. You've not been saved to live here. You've been saved to live there. You've not been saved to merely look a little good on the outside here. You've been saved to walk with Christ. The unending ages of eternity, and it began the moment that you got saved. It doesn't begin when you go to heaven. It began then. He gave you then eternal life. Don't believe the silly preaching of today that makes salvation about this life. It just isn't. Never was. Never intended to be. The gospel of Jesus Christ is about the eternal age that is coming. It's not about this temporary life that we live here. As we studied on Wednesday night about prolonging your days, what is 100 years next to eternity? What is 100 years next to 1,000? Next to 10,000? Next to 1,000,000? Next to countless millions? You want to prolong your days and know wisdom, then you're going to know Christ. It's not measured by this life. It's not measured by time. It's measured by eternity. It's measured there. That He might deliver us from this evil world according to the will of God our Father. More reason that it's called the gospel, which means, as you know, good news. This is good news.